Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Now it's working now. Okay, welcome back to the Insanity. It's Insanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5562. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. As I always say, you know, I mean, seriously, get involved and get engaged. That's how you figure it out. So back in March, I don't remember when, what's his name? I don't even want to say his name anymore. I mean, really, he scares me. But Joey B was in Michigan, and there was a Michigan union worker there called Jerry Wayne. And Jerry had his moment in the sun because Joe Biden, things didn't go well for him that day. Not only did Biden tell Jerry that he was full of crap, but he also threatened him. Right? He shushed his female campaign handler when she tried to step in seeing Biden going off the rails, and then made the gaffe of all gaffes by calling, it wasn't just him, AR-15s, AR-14s. Because he knows so much about guns, right? And then it was 100, what was that, what was that thing, the other thing he did, 100 mag clip, or 100 bullet magazine, or something like that, I don't even know. 100 clip magazine. He got me confused. Seriously. Now, needless to say, that moment went viral, right? And Jerry has been trying to warn Americans. Now, I don't think he really has to warn us, but I think what he has to do is drive the point home. I mean, seriously. Drive the point home of what and who these people really are. To look at Joey B's face when he turned around and he went after this guy was almost scary. Whether you like him or not, it still was almost scary. And I don't know why it's like if you call him out, if you say anything, and we're seeing this happen all over the place. But if you call him out, we're seeing this happen everywhere, aren't we? Right? We're seeing it happen no matter where. Kamala Harris, you call her out, what happens? Yeah, right. They come unglued on you. And it's extremely irritating. It's not even kind of irritating. It's extremely irritating. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Well, they're doing it again at the RNC. They are rolling out. I mean, I don't know. I don't know any other way to put it. They're rolling out their token black people again. We heard that from CNN, MSNBC, ABC, DFG the other night, right? When Trump had, you know, different ethnicities on, different people on there, and they're all screaming. They, you know, look what he's doing. He's playing to the base. No, he's not playing to the base. It's not looking at what he's doing. Right? I mean, the guy truly and honestly cares about these people. It's really that simple. So, there is the only way to fight back is to vote the right people. When I say that, I don't mean just Congress and the Senate. Some of you are listening from smaller towns and cities across the country. I appreciate the time you spend with me. I really do. But some of you are listening from, and you go, you know what? Okay, well, I'm good. I'm going to vote for the right senator. I'm going to vote for the right. No, no. You need to vote for the right city council person, your local mayor, your local dog catcher, whatever it is. You need to make sure that person is the right person also. Because that person ends up, at times, ends up in Congress. And guess what? If they're a terrible dog catcher, they're going to be a worse congressman. In my area, it was Buck McKeon who went from, I think, city council. I believe he was on a school board. I don't remember. Wasn't here then. But he went through local government first. And then he went on to Congress. So when you look at this, it starts off locally. In most cases, unlike AOC, in most cases, somebody doesn't just get up on Tuesday morning and say, hey, I'm going to be a congressman. I'm going to run for Congress. They have no idea how to do it. But it's up to us to make sure that the ones that we're working for, fighting for, working with locally are doing the job. And if they don't do the job, fire them. Oh, you can't. Yeah, you can fire them. And the way you fire them is you vote them out. You find another candidate to run against them. You make sure you call out that they know what they've done. Now, some of my friends, my Republican friends especially, they get mad at me for doing this. Joe, it's hard enough defending these other seats. How are we going to defend? Not my problem. Put the right person in. We won't have to defend the seat again. Really that simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And that's what's, and again, don't let them browbeat you in the vote. They are no different. Let's just be honest about it. They are no different than the Dems in bullying when they want to. The Dems don't have the market cornered on that. And the Republicans do it just as much, especially in the smaller areas with the smaller groups on a regular basis. Don't let them get away with it. Don't let them take away your right to choose who you want to have representing you. And that's what they do. Come on, let's be honest about that. That's exactly what they do. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Heat up your coffee. Don't dawdle. Come on back really quick. Because after the break, I am going to have Jerry Wayne on with me. He was the Michigan union worker who basically called out Joey B. And Joey B. was up in his face. Here's a guy that looked, you know, for all intents and purposes, Joey thought he was going to vote for him. Maybe not so much. Not now, anyway. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed
designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Isn't that just like a WAP? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, you know, being part of the conversation. As I say, part of the solution, because you need to be part of the solution, right? You can't just be spewing what you see come across your Twitter or your Facebook feed or any of that. Make sure you're well-informed and that you have a clue. All right, so many of you saw this a while back. You know, Joe Biden, as I lovingly refer to him as Joey B, is all over the place when he goes out to these events. He forgets who he's with. And he's full of vinegar. I'd say piss and vinegar, but somebody get mad at me. But, oh, I already said it. Anyway, you know, he's always want to arm wrestle somebody, take somebody down, do push-ups with somebody. He goes from zero to teed off in no time. And it's amazing to me. But he didn't bank on this guy. Jerry Wayne found himself thrust from average hardworking American patriot to a viral video sensation when the DNC candidate Joey Biden lost it in one of the most epic meltdowns of Joe's so far, right? So Jerry believes that America deserves better, much better than Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. And Jerry's become an advocate for gun owners, working with various gun right groups to get the word out about the threat to the Second Amendment. And, man, I'll tell you what, if he's making Beto his Second Amendment czar, yeah, you do have a problem. Welcome, Jerry, to the show. Jerry, thanks for being with me.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it, man.
Yeah, well, listen. Tell the listening audience a little bit about yourself. I mean, you're not a political guy, right? Well, you weren't out looking for that moment, were you?
Correct. No, I'm not a political guy. I'm just a regular American that wants to have his freedoms.
Yeah, and so what do you if you don't mind me asking? What do you do for a living?
I'm a millwright by trade. I'm a skilled tradesman. I work on rotating equipment, robots, conveyor, nuclear reactors, turbines, things of that sort.
Right. Okay. So, you would consider yourself that hardworking American guy, wants to feed his family, wants his freedom to go out, and just live his life here in this country.
That's correct. Yep.
Okay. And when you went out to this event to say, were you looking to ask him a question? Were you just wanting to see what he was going to say in his speech? What brought you there?
Oh, yeah, I definitely was looking to ask a question. So around 7 a.m., we start work, and then they told us that Biden was going to be coming in about 2.5 hours. So I spent a little bit of a time articulating a question because I figured if I have an opportunity, I didn't want to not be prepared for it.
Right.
So I didn't know I was going to answer questions or not, but I showed up there, and I got in the front of the line, and then he ended up making his round, shaking everybody's hands, and he went to go shake mine. I was like, here's my opportunity. And I just started with my question, and he didn't stop me, and the rest is history. You guys saw the video.
Were you taken back at first by his response, or were you, is it what you, maybe not those exact words, but is it what you expected?
Because he is a politician, at first I was expecting him to be like, beating around a bush, like, oh, that's funny you brought that up, like, yeah, nothing to worry about, and then just left. That's kind of what I was expecting, just brushing me off, no big deal. But when he first came out and said, you are, I was like, oh, so we're going to do this, So, and I was ready to think, I do construction every day. That language is not new to me. It doesn't startle me. And I've had people get in my face countless times. I've had people ask me to go outside. The thing is that he thinks that he can be a bully like this because he's used to being in that political world. He's not used to being in the real world, but I am. And we don't back down to bullies like that, especially us union guys.
Yeah, no, I love the fact that you say that's the truth. The real world. This man has been almost 50 years in Congress. He's never written a check for anybody whatsoever. I don't know. And again, I don't want to take away from, maybe he's done hard labor. Maybe he's done some hard things in his younger days. But when was the last time he really put in a full, solid, hard, honest day's labor? And I'm not so sure he really is still in touch with the American populace at all. And I think that day showed it. Instead of going after you like that, he could have simply said, look, that is not my intention. Or, yeah, that's exactly what I'm going to do, and this is why I think we need to do it. But that little spark that came up in his eye, it was almost scary. I mean, not that I'm afraid of the man, but you know what I'm saying. It's almost scary that he went from zero to trying to bully/intimidate you.
Right. So is this the best that we have, this guy, for the Democratic Party? Because they're obviously acting like that this is the best our American populace has to offer, is this man right here that is literally splitting the country as we speak. He wants the union vote, but also wants to take away your rights. So somebody that actually wants to take away your rights, your freedom to protect yourself and to overthrow a tyrannical government, he's the best that we have, apparently. I don't see how that is.
Well, they seem to think so. They think they're seeing he's got it going on. Have you been paying attention at all to the DNC and the RNC convention?
I watched a bit of the DNC. I am working 7 days a week on nights. So it's hard for me to catch up on everything. But I did see a little bit of bits and pieces here and there, though. So I know a little bit about it.
Well, my question to you, though, is that, first of all, and again, I'm not... Please never take this as a negative, because I believe in hard work. I was a union electrician for years of my life, so I get it. But here you are, you're a hardworking guy. You're looking at this stuff, and you're looking at the DNC and saying, they're taking pot shots at me. They're saying I'm a bad guy. I'm a nasty guy. Is that the feeling you got when you watch bits and pieces?
Well, Well, yeah, that's pretty much what it is. They're trying to make the average American out to be the enemy of what they're trying to do here. And, you know, like, what they're doing right now is that nobody's talking about this. Nobody in the political realm or the media is talking about this. But what's actually happening here is that they're taking advantage of the American workers. They're in a point of, we are working 5, 6, 7 days a week, 8, 10, 12 hours a day, and then we want to go home, we want to shower, we want to eat, we want to spend a little time with our family and go to bed in a country that we are free in. And the thing is that we're doing everything we can right now to keep this economy going, and they're taking advantage that we're not following politics as closely as everybody else. And they're coming out here and they're giving these broad statements of, I want to bring light to the nation, I want to bring change, at the same time that the whole left side of stuff are tearing this country apart, you know, and so they're taking away our attention. You know, people's attention right now are to keep the economy going and to provide for their families. They're just taking advantage of them because we're not all avidly taking a look at politics right now.
Yeah, I thought that night, you know, I have to do it as a living. If I didn't, believe me, I wouldn't tune into any of this stuff. But to watch the CNN and the DNC talk about his, MSNBC, ABC, DFG, whatever they are, talk about his speech and how spot on it was and you know, really how specific and how smart he was. And I'm sitting there looking at this going, wait a minute, this speech was plagiarized. Well, first of all, it's a copy of the speech he gave like 9 years ago. It was plagiarized then. It's plagiarized now. And they're giving him kudos for it? They're demented, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, they came out and they said, you know, like, this is the greatest speech I've ever heard. This is the best Joe Biden speech of all time, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, they're entitled to their opinions. If that's what they believe, then so be it. But you know what? All it was a bunch of generic statements. And that's exactly what propaganda is. Propaganda is the art of reaching out to as many demographics as you possibly can and then having everybody agree with it. And that's what he did.
Well, you and I both believe in capitalism, I believe, so hang tight. I want to talk a little bit more about what's going on there right after the break. Joe Bassini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You'll see you on the Real Side.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Soon-to-be former counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, spoke at the Republican National Convention about the president's relationship with women.
For decades, he has elevated women to senior positions in business,
and in government. He confides in and consults us, respects our opinions, and insists that we are on equal footing with the men.
Conway credited the president for giving her a break in politics by managing his 2016 campaign. Other speakers include Congressman Dan Crenshaw and Second Lady Karen Pence. Hurricane Laura now has sustained winds close to 145 miles per hour as it nears the Texas-Louisiana border. The National Hurricane Center in Miami says there is little time to protect life and property. The Dow gained 83 points, NASDAQ gained 199 points, the S&P 500 up 35. This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
How lucky can one guy be?
We are back.
She kissed me.
You'll see the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, before I get to Jerry Wayne, and I appreciate the time he's spending with us, it's funny. So, you know, Jerry's a union worker, and people think that Republicans can't stand union workers. I grew up in a union house, and I don't, and I would never say I can't stand union workers. I think that the union at times does overstep. I think the union at times is perfect for where they need to be to help protect, you know, workers' rights. So, and if you're honest with yourself, there's good and bad in every group. I don't care what the group is. Police, firemen, teachers, unions, everybody's got a, you know, they've got their people, I'll put it that way. But we are on a station in Fall River, Massachusetts, heavy union town, heavy immigrant town, and they love the show. And it's because I'm willing to have, and I know there's other guys, I'm not the only guy, but I'm willing to have open dialogue with people. Whether I agree with you or not, there's no reason why we can't converse or shouldn't be able to converse. Whether you're a Republican, a Democrat, an Independent, a Green Party, whatever you are, it doesn't really matter. Because ultimately, we're all Americans. We may go about it differently, and some it's just the wrong way to do, but we all want to do the same thing. As you heard a few minutes ago, Jerry said it himself. We want to work. We want to get forward. We want to come home. We want to spend time with our family. We want to go on the weekends. Whether you want to go hunting or just laying at the beach, you should have a right to do all of those things. That's what this country was founded on. But in this election coming up, there's a stark difference between these two groups. And George Washington himself said it. He hated parties. And the reason he hated parties, he said it was going to get to the point where you no longer will do what's right for America. You're going to do what's right for your party. And I believe we're seeing that. So, welcoming Jerry Wayne to the show again. Jerry, thanks so much for being with me, and I appreciate your viewpoint on these things, and I really do appreciate, I won't say you take it on Biden, but you not letting him get away with a softball question. So I really do appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So, yeah, no, and look, there's a lot of people that they want to be what they call politically correct. I grew up in Boston. I don't even know if they had political correctness classes in any of the places that I went. You know, you spoke what you felt. So, I kind of asked you, you know, during the break, but I want to get to it before because people were asking me, was that how did your company bosses take your comments with Joe Biden and they're glad that you didn't get fired. They're glad that you're still there working away. And just say it that way. You know, I mean, I won't say they were good with it, but you're still there.
Right. Well, I did give my word. I wouldn't speak about on air what my bosses had said about it, and I'm a man of my word. But I can tell you how my union, what my union said about it, because they work for me. So my union, all the guys around me and stuff like that, they were very not for me at that time. But then once, especially my union representatives as well. And to this day, mind you, my union representatives are still not my biggest fans. But the union men across the entire country are rallying with me because they actually have heard what I said. They understood that I asked two questions. One, how are you going to keep us working? You know, what are you going to do better than what Donald Trump, the Trump administration is doing? And two, why are you trying to take our guns? And they understood what I asked and that I'm actually a pro-union guy and that I am going to stand up for a union no matter what. And now that other people are waking up, because I think we're working 7 days a week all over the nation right now, and people are waking up, they're like, hey, man, this guy's actually politically involved. He knows what he's talking about. And they see that I'm fighting for our freedoms and for our union. So we're actually seeing a major swing of the unions to understand. They're understanding now what's actually happening. And I like that I'm getting that support.
Yeah, it's really interesting to me. I'm watching across the country. I never understood this, and I've never understood blind loyalty, we'll put it that way. And when I saw what Obama was doing and shutting down some of these plants and shutting down some of these industries, not just coal plants, but all these industries that were union-based, they were heavy, union manufacturing plants and what have you, and they were still supporting him. They were still getting behind and endorsing him. I'm thinking, wait a minute. They're losing tens of thousands of jobs on a daily basis, and not just losing them, but there was no alternative given to them. There was no alternative training. There was nothing. They were kind of left out in the cold. And now I see the turn, if you would, the turning the ship, if you would, and you see the National Police Union is saying, hey, we're endorsing Donald Trump. The New York Police Union said, we don't endorse, and they endorse Donald Trump. Do you see that possibly happening with other unions across the country?
The unions endorsing Donald Trump, like the police, that's what you're asking?
Yes.
Yeah. Do I see that happening? Absolutely not. Not even a chance. and I'm sorry to say that, but the thing is that they're working just like the other parties here. They're like, hey, I've got my hand in some pockets. I'm doing whatever I think is best for me, and nobody's really thinking. And then, yeah, I think the way it is that it's a mob mentality. If you say something against the Democratic Party, they're like, well, you're just not union, right? And that you're not allowed to be a free thinker. And then these people that are representatives of us, I think they have their little powwows too. And if one of them say it, they're going to lose their job. And I think they need to support their families as well. Nobody's willing to go against the grain and stand against this and say, hey, this is wrong and we shouldn't be doing it because they feel as if they're going to lose their job. Nobody's willing to make the sacrifice to stand against this and stand up against tyranny. And that's got to change. But I tell you what, the workers don't. You're an electrician, a union electrician, right?
Yeah.
How many union meetings did the guys go to? Probably not a lot, right?
Almost none, except if they had to vote for something.
Why
right?
do they not go to the union meeting? It's because they don't feel represented. They don't feel as if their voices are going to be heard. So regardless of what the unions are doing with the representatives, I tell you right now, it is not what is being done on the job. The job is much different than what the representatives are speaking for.
Yeah, again, people want to feel like they're being heard, being represented. I get that. I don't understand. I'm just going to go back to what I'm saying. There are some things that go on that, to your point, they're just loyal. They're almost loyal to a fault. Now, what's that?
Yeah, some are for sure, and
yeah.
to a fault. You're absolutely right. Yeah,
yeah, and I think that sometimes you've got union buddies around you. I mean, are some of them or many of them do they tend to want to lean towards Trump because of what he's doing, or are they still just going to are they that influenced by the union? Because to your point a few minutes ago, I know plenty of union people that go, look, I don't trust my union. I don't think they care about me. You know, I appreciate what they do, but I don't think they care about me, and this is the direction I'm going in, even though they're telling us to go this
right.
way. You find
right.
the same?
Well, a lot of union members are just simply not happy with what's going on at all. But you got to think, we do work a lot, and it's very hard for people that are working this often to be politically involved. So it's
right.
not that they're for Trump. They're just, they see what's happening now, their freedom's going to be taken away, and that's the way they look at the picture. They don't know what laws are being passed. They don't understand what legislations are happening or what their standpoints are. They just want to know, am I working? Can I put food on the table? And yeah. Can I go on vacation? And is my pension okay? That's what we care about here. And now that we see that our rights are in jeopardy, so it's not so much that they're pro-Trump. They're just pro their rights. They're pro-freedom. They're pro, I just want to work.
No, that's a good point. I mean, they had to see, and you're close to them, and it's obvious that you talk to these guys, they had to see a change in how much food they were putting on the table, how much money they were putting in their pockets over the last three years, we'll say. Is that a true statement?
Yeah, absolutely. They just see it. And then the Trump administration has had a lot to do with that, bringing jobs back. Yeah, I think this president stood out in front of the big wigs of the big three and says, you guys either bring work back here or I'm going to slap tariffs on your goods coming back. And guess what happened? They brought work back here.
That's right.
So now, we are doing this, but yeah, I think they're not politically involved. A lot of men and women that are in the trades are not politically involved. They just see it like the mentality is vote blue no matter who, right? Because that's the way that's been instilled into the union for a long time. And you trust that your representatives are looking out for your best interests. But you got to look, the difference from the Obama administration, we actually had to take a 10% pay cut in Detroit for the big three. And then we also, as the American populace, we bailed out the two of the big three. I never got a dime back of that money or the money of which I had to take a pay cut on. But yet they're still making money hand over fist. So where is our reparations as union workers throughout the country or as workers throughout the country? We still pay full price for these vehicles.
Yeah, no, I like the reparations coming. And again, there are a lot of the flyover states, as they call them, and a lot of people, good, solid American people in the middle part of this country. They love their guns. They love their Bible, which they were made fun of early on with. They just want to live their lives the way they want to live them. And to your point a minute ago, how do you get the message out to these people that the DNC or the Democrats as a whole, they really do want to take your guns away? They don't see any reason for you to have a gun because police or somebody will protect you. I don't know, some social worker, I guess, will protect you or something. Do they not see the reality of that, or do they not understand that there's an assault on their guns?
Right. Well, you mean do the union workers see it?
Yeah, the average worker that you're working with, whether the union or not.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think that's something that I actually brought to fruition here is the fact that, hey, a union guy came out and said some things. Let me look into it. So now they are actually waking up and seeing that our rights are in jeopardy, and they're actually becoming more and more politically involved.
We got to go to a quick break. When we come back, I want to finish up on that because this is stuff that people haven't heard on a regular basis. Be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Yep.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
People did something, and that all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm having a great conversation with Jerry Wayne, and I got to tell you something. You know, you old timers that have listened to the show for quite some time now, you know, I've always said that we always, you know, we look to the people running these big companies, we look to our legislators. They don't have a clue most of the time. They really don't have a clue. So what I refer to, and I'm Joe, so I'll say it, the average Joe is doing. The guy that's working 9 to 5, you know, 5, 6, 7 days a week, trying to feed his family, just trying to make a better life for himself. And every time you turn around, somebody's coming up with a regulation or a reason why you can't do that, why they have to put something in your way, why they have to show you, because they're much smarter than you are, you know, they have to show you what's better for you. That's not freedom, people. That's socialism. We don't need that. We have a lot of bright people working in this country, a lot of people that are working hard to make their life, and not the stairs. Most Americans aren't so selfish that it's just for them. They help out their neighbors. Right, we've seen that happen time after time. You know, Texas right now, you know, our prayers, our hearts go out to those people that are in the way of that hurricane. And I guarantee you they won't be left alone. Other Americans will come to their aid. Other citizens will come and help them out, because we do care about each other. Politics won't matter at that point in time, except for the politicians. They'll blame each other for why help isn't going there fast enough, when in reality, they'll just get the darn help there and get people there to help them. I mean, that's really what it's all about for us anyhow. Let me get back to my guest. Jerry Wayne found himself thrust from average hardworking American patriot to with his viral video. He was the one that asked Joe Biden just a couple of simple questions, and Joe couldn't hold it together. Jerry, thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time.
Oh, yeah. Pleasure's all mine.
Well, all right. So let's get to it. And again, let's get to it because I've only got a few minutes left with you. You know, as a 9-to-5er, as a guy that's working hard to feed his family, what do you see are some of the top major issues in this country? Why can't we get along? Why can't we just help each other out?
Actually, I think there's only one issue. I'm glad you asked that. I believe there's only one issue. And the issue stems down to where the individual American doesn't see a fit that they have a voice. And they don't. I'm included in this. We do not take on the responsibility to hold our representatives accountable. And as soon as we as a nation start holding our representatives accountable and actually doing our due diligence and understanding who we are voting in and voting out, this will not change. But once we start actually paying attention to this and voting on merit rather than what color they are, like blue or red, then this isn't going to change. So we need to actually – we have this technology now called a cell phone or a computer or laptop, whatever, that has the internet, and we have a plethora of information coming in. We now can hold our politicians underneath a microscope and understand exactly who they are, what their agendas are, and hold their feet to the fire here. But we need to use this technology to benefit us so we can actually make the correct decisions on who we have as our representatives.
I agree with you, but I think I'm going to go further with you, though. I think we need to hold our news sources accountable. You know, the power of the press, even our founding fathers knew how important that was. But when you have the press that are, you know, you look right now, no matter what side of the aisle you're on, when you look at CNN, MSNBC, ABC, DEFG, and they're not showing the riots in the street, that tells me that they're trying to push the narrative in a certain direction. We need them to trust us as much as they want us to trust them. They need to show us the truth, give us the facts of what's happening, let us make up our own mind. While they're directing the narrative, I can't trust them. They scare me.
Right. Well, I see what you're saying. You make a very solid point there. But their numbers are lower than ever, right? So
almost worse than Congress.
We kind of are showing them that. Right? We're showing them, hey, I don't want to watch your filth. I don't want to watch your lies. Now, don't get me wrong. They do have a certain demographic that still watches that. That's why we're in this issue in the first place.
Right.
But what we need to do is to understand that the most powerful thing that we have is choice. We can choose to comprehend the different sides and actually make a conscious decision on what we actually think is the best for us.
I agree with you. We need to step up. We need to do the work. I go back. We were talking a little bit about education earlier, and I tell parents who are sending me emails saying this is what they're. I said, look at your child's been learning that for years. Are you just tuning in? I mean, again, I'm not trying to beat on the parents, but pay attention to what your kids are learning. You pay attention to what they're reading. You pay attention to what when they're going out with friends. Pay attention to what they're learning in school. You really need that information. At least that's how I see it, and that's how I feel about it.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely. I just saw a kid's paperwork the other day. And his paperwork, he says, I'm not going to touch on it. That's okay. I'm not going to go down that hole.
I don't know what you're talking about, but it's
all right.
Yeah, so let's talk about something else. Joey B's choice. Kamala Harris for VP. And, you know, if Joey B should get in, then guess who's president? It's President Harris. She wasn't liked in California. She came up, you know, second from last. And what was that all about?
You know what? I think that it is. Yeah, I think that everybody says this before. Now, I can't prove this, but I think everybody knows it. You know, we have political puppets. You know, they are going to do whatever their committee behind them is telling them to do so they can win the election. This is a group effort. This isn't just one man that has a vision here. This is a group of people that have an agenda. And with this agenda, they're going to be putting people in the certain spots that they think they can accomplish that agenda most. And that's why she was brought up like that. Yeah, I think, like, Biden could have chosen somebody to go a little bit more to the right to maybe grab that demographic, but he didn't. He chose somebody even further left. And if that's what they see fit, you know, they're still split right now. You have radical left, radical right, you know, people in the middle, and the people in the middle are the ones suffering right now, and they're not being represented whatsoever. So they want to overthrow our country. You know, that's what's happening right now. They want to get rid of our freedoms, and I get a little passionate about this at times, you know, but we just need to step up and stop this. And Kamala Harris is nothing but the icing on the cake of what they actually want to do. Listen to her words. It's very, very dangerous what's happening in our world right now.
I totally agree with you. I think it's, the problem is that people don't listen, and they don't know, and they're not educated enough to really understand. I'm not saying they're stupid people by any stretch, but they're not educated enough to know what has happened in history past to see what can happen now. I hate when somebody says to me, that can't happen here in America. And I go, really? Why don't you pay attention to things that have been eroded away, things that you can't do anymore? When people said, that would never happen here in America. When you check out the RNC, their convention, I almost feel, and I've said this to a couple of other guests tonight, I almost feel like it is a reset of saying, look, you should be proud to be an American. We've done a lot of great things. We have a lot of great things ahead of us. You know what I'm saying? And we need to shore up your freedoms. We need to shore up your First Amendment, your Second Amendment rights, although we shouldn't have to. But it's a whole different atmosphere and message, is it not?
Repeat that last part, sir.
Well, it's a whole different atmosphere and message coming from the RNC. It's okay to be an American. Matter of fact, you should be proud to be an American. Look at what we have to offer. Look at the wonderful things we have going on in this country.
Now, what if you were, like, you're 100% right. Now, could you imagine if the RNC came out 4 years ago or, say, 8 years ago and said the things that they said? Everybody in America would be like, yeah, duh, we know that. Like, what's next? But now it's like we have to go out to ground zero and tell people how thankful we actually should be to have this wonderful country. Think of it. We have the best civilization that has ever been constructed underneath the eye of God. We are freer than any civilization ever. We cannot just tear down these pillars, that's what I like to call the pillars of the Bill of Rights, that hold out the evil. You know, we need to use the confines of the structure that we have been given to make it better. Because these are our God-given rights here. Mm-hmm. And if we don't use it to benefit us, we're going to lose it.
Let me ask you, I agree with all of what you just said. You lose any friends over this? Your comments, your Joey B.
No,
stuff?
I don't think of... Actually, yeah, maybe one, a longtime friend too. But we had a little bit of piss, and thing is, like, he's a long friend from school, but he just became acquaintances since we've been adults. He moved away, you know. But yeah, I definitely lost that because I think that it's your mind is what you feed it, and if you keep feeding it a bunch of propaganda, you're gonna think a certain way. That's why I do my best to actually listen to both sides, so I can actually choose what's going into my mind and actually get the best, the most accurate information.
Jerry, it's I got to tell you, it's refreshing to speak to you. You know, here you are, you're a union guy, a union worker, and one of the few that I've heard actually open his mouth and say, you know what, we think for ourselves, we fight for our freedom. Yes, I appreciate what the union does for me, but I'm going to do what I believe is the right thing to do. We don't hear that much. And I think that's why
that's a shame.
I mean, it is a shame because there's a lot of great people out there who happen to be in a union. And I don't think we hear enough from people like you. So, you know, God bless. Keep doing what you're doing. And I hope you make a dent in the message, you know, and putting out the message the way you are.
Right. No, and I appreciate that. And I tell you what, man, I'm going to move forward on this and trying to give the middle America a voice, you know, the silent majority. That's my mission right now. And if anybody wants to follow me, I'm on social media as Jerry Wayne, AR14. It has a little nice ring to it, right? I'm on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. If you guys like to follow me, we definitely have a movement underway, and our voices will be heard.
I think you followed John Kerry, too. What is it, AR16 or something like that? AR17?
Oh, I know, right? Maybe.
All right, Jerry. God bless. Have a great rest of the day, buddy. Thanks for being on.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, next hour, Smorgasbord of Information. A lot of stories that I want to do. Come on back. Heat up your coffee. Cool down your drink. Whatever you're doing. And come on back.